I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXCY-FM, I've uncovered little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Wonder Years, growing up in Kane in the 1960s. The Wonder Years officially began for me in October of 1961, when our family moved to 44 Birch Street. In addition to bordering Evergreen Park, Birch Street was lined with stately elm trees, and many of the lots had old-growth hemlocks, oaks, and blue spruce trees in both the front and back yards. In those days, our fellow hilltoppers seemed to walk everywhere. Sitting on the front porch was a favorite pastime, just watching the people go by. We walked to West Side School, the West Side Market, and to go uptown. The trip was only a few hundred yards if you cut through Bloomquist's front yard and were willing to walk under or through the train cars that were often parked just past the Wild Strawberry Patch. If you chose to walk uptown by way of Birch Street, it wound around the corner near a stand of towering beech trees, and you could munch on the nuts on the way to Memorial Point. In October of 1962, at the height of the Cold War, we held our breath during the Cuban Missile Crisis as JFK and Castro played chicken. At that time, we practiced our ducking and covering, and the Civil Defense held evacuation drills. It was not uncommon to be deafened and practically knocked to the ground when sonic booms blasted down from the heavens when military aircraft exceeded the sound barrier. We lived next door to the Kane greenhouses, and the colorful owner Lyle Fay also operated the town's ambulance services. In those days, Fay would spring to action at all hours of the day responding to local emergencies. He kept the ambulance parked behind the greenhouses, and we would peek in the windows looking for blood after the many car accidents. In a cruel twist of fate, Fay responded to an emergency call in 1964 after a car accident in which his own son, Gary, suffered paralyzing injuries. My dad, Norm Rose, ran Rose Radio and Electric, a business that was founded in the 1930s by his father, Bernard Rose, who later became chief of police. Sometimes when I was a small child, both my mom and dad worked at the retail shop at the same time. With a bakery next door and a treasure trove of penny candy at Austin's Grocery across the street, I didn't mind it so much around the store and frequently wandered off on my own. Once I had orders from my mother to walk from the store to George Lingle's barber shop for a trim. When I got there, I decided I really didn't want to get a haircut and protested loudly. Lingle called my grandfather, and the chief pulled up in his squad car with lights flashing. I knew I was in trouble then. The world changed in a big way when I learned to read. I remember how my mother laughed when I asked her if she knew how to play Togather. I showed her pictures of children engaged in various activities, sometimes on swings or playground equipment, sometimes kicking a ball around. But in all of the pictures, they were laughing and frolicking. "What are the rules to this Togather game, Mom?" I asked. She said, "It's together, Eddie." Perhaps the biggest change to the local landscape was the recreational bonanza that resulted from the building of the Kinzu Dam. When the 1,300 residents of the village of Kinzu were relocated, some of the vacant buildings were sold for pennies on the dollar. My dad and grandfather disassembled a small hunting camp board by board and nail by nail, numbering all of the pieces and rebuilding the structure again behind our house in Birch Street. The shop, as my dad called it, became his version of a man cave. We spent weeks at a time camping at Redbridge in Kyasutha, as my dad would make the short drive back to Kane in the morning to work. On July 20, 1969, we were camping and drove back to Kane as a family just to watch the historic landing of Apollo 11 before returning to our campsite the next morning. Well, that's all, friends. Thanks so much for listening to Citizen Kane.